Bibles to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 18. We will get there here in a second. Well, a few minutes. Matthew chapter 18. This morning has been set aside by many churches all over the country and really all over the world as Right to Life Sunday. All of us who are here with one accord, all y'all who are looking at me and listening to me, all of us who are here this morning can with one accord thank our mothers for not aborting us. You're not more thankful than that? We can all thank our mothers for not aborting us, amen? What a world that we live in. Church, what a world that we live in that a message like this must be preached. Think with me for a second. From the time we are born, our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, our teachers in school, they pour into us and try to teach us what is right and what is wrong. And somehow, in this world that we live in, right has become wrong and wrong has become right. And it is now considered a woman's right to take a baby that is alive in her. There are groups of individuals who will try and argue and say that that baby is not alive when they take it. It's not a baby until it comes out. These same individuals, if a child is born and is neglected and the mother decides to take the child's life after it's born, these same individuals will go crazy because nothing was done to help this child. Well, I want to ask you this question this morning. What's the difference between a mother taking the baby's life in the womb or outside the womb? Well, what is the difference? Why is it legal for a mother to insert a tube and suck that baby out of her womb, but it's not legal once the baby is born to take a knife and stick it in the back of the baby's head? Brother Kyle, you're being ridiculous. No, both have the same effect. And that's the death of the child. Well, it's the mother's right. She should have the right to do whatever she wants to with her body. And that's what the women's liberation movement has taught us in America today. It's a woman's right to do this. Now, understand here for a second. It's a woman's right to choose whatever deodorant you want to put on your body. Hey, if you want to eat it, you can eat it. Hey, listen, if you want to smoke, it's your right. You can smoke. Hey, if you want to drink, you can drink. You can have. But listen to me. It is not a woman's right to take a life of a baby. Do you hear me? That baby has no rights. A mother should never choose to terminate the life of her baby. So this morning, we're dealing with the right to life. This morning, it's important for us to remember and know for certain that there are those who feel it's okay to kill an unborn child. I don't understand that. But it's okay to kill an unborn child. There are those who believe it is wrong to kill an unborn child. And just in case you didn't know, I don't want there to be any doubt, I'm one of those. Okay? I'm one of those. There are those who believe it's wrong to kill an unborn child, but that yet they'll still support those who believe it is right for a mother to terminate her pregnancy. Listen to me. Listen to me. Election year is coming up. We're getting ready to go into the midterm elections here. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you decide who you're going to vote for, whether it's president, whether it's mayor, whoever it is. This is how I vote, Bob. You listening? This is it. This is how I vote. The very first issue I walk up to, and I look, and I don't care who they are, red, yellow, black, white, red, I don't care who they are. This is what I look at. Do you believe it is okay to kill an unborn child in the mother's womb? Well, if they say no, okay, I move on to the next issue. If they say, well, I believe it's a woman's right. She has the right to choose to kill her unborn child. it doesn't get past that with me. You're pushed aside. I'm not voting for you because you're a nut job. Do you hear me? We as Christians, you as Christians, you better stand up. Because listen to me, whether you realize it or not, can you tell I'm passionate about this subject today, church? Whether you realize this or not, you will stand before my Jesus. And there's a lot of things, Brother Frank Morgan, I'm going to have to answer for. I'm going to have to answer for them big time. But I'm not going to have to answer for voting and putting in office a nut job who believes in killing an unborn child. And you better not be either. You will stand before Jesus and say, you know, you mean to tell me you're a Christian? You believed in me? You read my Bible? But you voted for, and Jesus is going to say, a nut job who believes it's okay to kill a baby in a mother's womb? This morning, I want you to know there are many things in this world that I do not understand. And this issue of abortion is one of them. I don't understand it. I don't understand why it's an issue. I don't understand why we're talking about it. I really don't. I believe if people hear the truth and see the facts, if people will hear the truth and see the facts, a strong wave of change would sweep this country. But we have to listen. We have to listen and see. Lee? facts. What are the facts? And what is the truth? Because we've talked already this morning. There are those who believe that it's okay to kill a baby in the mother's womb. And there's those who don't believe it's okay, and I'm one of those. So what are the facts? And what are the truth? People want to hear the facts. They don't always absorb the facts and understand the facts, but I want you to understand what the facts and the truth are this morning. Fact number one, 40% of pregnancies among white women, 69% of pregnancies among black women, and 54% of Hispanic women pregnancies are unintended. Unintended. Let's listen to that again. You're going to hear this three or four times. I want to drive this point home. 45% of pregnancies among white women, 69% among black women, and 54% among Hispanic women are unintended. Now, let us focus for a moment on the word unintended. Okay? Unintended. Unintended means unintentional, accidental, inadvertent, not deliberate. It means unplanned. It means by chance, involuntarily, not premeditated. Okay? Brother Kyle, why are you speaking so soft? Because listen, I'm going to bring this down to every single level so everybody can understand. If Donald was in here, I think Donald could understand, right? I'm here to tell you, church, I do not believe a person can become pregnant, listen to me, by accident. See, the numbers that I just read you a second ago are people, when they go into the doctor's office, the doctor or the nurse or somebody will come in and they'll ask, and they'll have this clipboard and they'll say, what's your name, you're all this stuff, and do you smoke, do you do this, that? Did you get pregnant accidentally or on purpose? And they'll check, well, this was by, you know, we didn't mean to. Did you purposely try to get pregnant? No. Okay, it was by accident. That's what they check. I'm here to tell you, church, you cannot become pregnant by accident. Listen to this again. 45% of pregnancies among white women, 69% among black women, and 54% among Hispanic women are unintended. Unintended. So what we're saying here is, oops, I did not know I could get pregnant. That's what we're saying here. That's what those percentages are saying here. I didn't know. It's an accident, right? Church, when I know there's a possibility of something happening to me, I take certain precautions. I don't know about you, but I really do. Listen, how many hunters do we have in here? Hunters, y'all hunt. I used to be a hunter in the upstate of South Carolina. I never hunted down here, but if I would hunt down here, there's a time where you have to go and you have a piece of land, and if you're going to hunt it, you better scout the land to know where the deer are and what the deer are doing, right? I'm not going to walk out in the middle of the woods in the summertime scouting deer without snake boots and snake chaps on. You know what they call people who do that? Stupid. That's exactly right. Do you know why I wouldn't do such a thing? Because there are snakes out there in the woods, and I know it. There are snakes out in the little park over here beside the church. They're everywhere. And listen, just in case you didn't know, Brother Kyle does not like snakes. Do not. Where's Griffin at? Griffin, what you smiling for, son? Griffin, you know I don't like snakes, don't you? Griffin got me with a rubber snake, and I think he had thought that I'd forgotten, but I hadn't forgotten. It's been a couple of years. That's how I roll. I'm going to let it roll. I'm going to let him. And then one day when he's not expecting it, I'm going to get him. But I'm not walking through the brush. Listen, I know I'm smarter than that. Listen, I am not going to walk down 204. And although I see some people do it, I'm not going to walk down 204 after dark in all black, you'll get hit by a car. Listen, y'all taking notes, you don't walk through the bushes in the summertime and don't walk down 204 with all black on. Don't walk down 204 at night anyway. You're going to get hit by a car. Well, Brother Kyle, you're being silly. No, this is, I mean, I just want you to understand that there's certain precautions you take in everything that you do. Y'all going to like this one. I am not, Miss Shirley, and I don't suggest you do this either. I worry about you sometimes, Miss Shirley. I am not going to walk, Brother Steve Blake, I'm not going to walk into a police station with my hand in my pocket like this right here and walk up to four or five police about like this and say, "All right, put your hands up." I'm not going to do it. Ricky Tyre, I'm not going to do it. You know why? Because they'll shoot you. Oh, that's because police brutality, police go overboard. Listen, if you walk into a police station and you have put your finger and do like this right here, say, "Put your hands up," you deserve to get shot. I'm not going to do that. Church, youth, single people, young married couples who are not ready to have children, listen to me. You better listen to me. Every time you have a sexual encounter, you better understand the facts. Listen, you may just have become parents. Well, I'm not ready to become a parent. Well, you better not have sex then, because every time you have a sexual encounter, you may have just become parents. This could be the very reason, church, that Scripture tells us to not have sexual relationships outside of marriage. I mean, you mean to tell me that the Scripture, yeah. God loves you so much that He's given you this information. You mean God doesn't want us to have sexual relations outside of marriage? Look at me. No. Well, Brother Kyle, why do so many people do it? I can't tell you. They're crazy. God doesn't want you to have sexual relations outside of marriage because those who do are not ready to have children, to be parents. Listen, to change a dirty diaper. I did that this weekend. I don't want to do it again either. Funny story, my son-in-law, he doesn't like to change dirty diapers either. He'll change the wet ones, but not the dirty ones. And then they were sitting around the house a few days ago, and Emily was busy doing something, and Will said, "Do you want to change her diaper?" And Emily was like, "Yeah, I do." He thought it was just a wet diaper. And she heard that boy back there just gagging his guts out. Listen, that's the wonders of being a parent. Well, I'm not ready for that. Then you better keep your zipper zip and your pants up. Brother Kyle, you're being a little, you know, over the top this morning. It's about time somebody does. Listen to this again. 40% of pregnancies among white women, 69% among black women, and 54% among Hispanics are unintended pregnancies. Unintended means accidental. In church, you cannot accidentally get someone pregnant. You can't do it. Accidentally. One of my children used to say, they were made fun of quite often for being a virgin in high school. This one person crossed the line one time and they looked at him and said, "Look, I want you to understand something. Any day of the week, I can become like you. But never again in your whole life can you ever be like me." It's special. It's something that God gave you. Hold on to it. Cherish it. It's beautiful. In 2005, 1.21 million abortions were performed worldwide. down from 1.31 million in 2000. From 1973 to 2005, more than 45 million legal abortions occurred. That means that over 45 million children were killed. Church, since 1973, nearly 4,000 unborn babies a day have been killed. In the 30 to 40 minutes that I preach this sermon, listen to me, over 3,140 children will be murdered in their mother's wombs. In the time it takes me to preach this message worldwide. Now, we do have some people who stand up and say this is wrong. Now, we have some on both sides of the political aisle, the party lines, who are pro-life. There's not many on the Democratic side, but there are some on the Democratic side that say this is wrong. Praise God. Church, do you know that I don't really understand something here? On September 11th, 2001, we lost a total of 3,497 people in the attacks altogether. Y'all remember that? 3,497 people lost their lives in the attacks that day in September. There were 266 people in four planes that died. There were 2,595 people in the World Trade Centers that lost their lives. There were 125 civilians and military personnel at the Pentagon who lost their lives. 1,609 people lost a spouse or a partner on 9/11. More than 3,051 children lost their parents. 19 cowards, Muslim extremist terrorists. I said it. Cowards lost their life that day. 19. I will forever remember that day, church. People were mad. We wanted blood, and we wanted it done for what it was done to us. People were flying their flags like never before. Listen, America was united. I've heard people say in the last 5 years, we are so divided, we're so divisive. So divided, and through political, through race relations, through this, through that. Listen to me. On 9/11, when it took place here, the next day, our country has never been more united. In my life, I've never seen it. Never seen it. Does it make any sense to you, church? You could almost hear every American boldly standing up together, united, with one mind and one voice saying this: you will not come on our soil and attack us. We will hunt you down and destroy you. I have never seen Americans collectively that mad at one time. Never. Never. Church, does it make sense to you that we get this mad over 3,497 lives that were lost that day, when we voluntarily murder our own children on our soul every single day? Today, 4,300 babies will be sucked from their mother's wombs. And we were mad because of 3,400 killed on our soul, when over 4,000 a day are killed on our soul, and we sit silent and do nothing. Nothing. I've done something a little different than some of you probably noticed. I usually give the scripture first and give the message, but I didn't do that this morning. Today I've preached the message, and now I'm going to give you the scripture. Look at Matthew chapter 18. Those of you who believe it's all right to suck a baby out of its mother's womb, those of you who have voted for somebody who collectively stands up and is joyfully excited about it, thinks it's a woman's right, you better listen and pay attention. Listen, don't pay attention to what Brother Kyle says. Don't pay attention to me, but you better listen to what Jesus says. You better listen to what Jesus has to say here. Jesus says this, chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" That's a good question, isn't it? Who is great, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a child to him, and he said, and had him stand among them. He said, "I assure you," he said, "unless you are converted and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one child like this in my name welcomes me. But whoever causes the downfall of one of these little children who believe in me, it would be better for him if he had a heavy millstone hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offenses come." Church, Jesus is kind of serious about children, isn't he? This isn't the only scripture. Listen, Jesus is pretty serious about children. I believe Jesus was pretty serious about those who would harm a child. Church, a baby has a heartbeat, as you saw a few minutes ago, between day 18 and day 22 after conception. That means, listen, 22 days after you have an accident, whoops, I didn't mean to, 22 days later, before the mother even realizes she is pregnant, your baby's heart has already started beating. It's not an it is a what. It is a he or a she. It's not just a clump of cells together. 18 days or 22 days after you realize what it is, it has a heartbeat. The baby has a heartbeat. Church, it's in our best interest not to harm a child. Do you hear that, what Jesus just said? It's in our best interest not to harm that child. Yet, youth, it is in your best interest for you not to even put yourself in the position that you would have to consider harming a child. Brother Kyle, everybody's doing it. I don't care. Scripture says you ought to be different. Scripture says you ought to be different. Be different. Well, Brother Kyle, listen, you just don't know. I've got a boyfriend, and he loves me. And he told me if we love each other, this is just something people who love each other do. You know what you need to do? When he goes to touch you the next time, you need to slap him in the face, kick him out the door, and find somebody who will respect you the way God wants you to be respected. Parents, if your child, listen, parents, if your child fails and falls into sin and a child is conceived, it is your best interest to encourage them to let that baby live. Brother Kyle, that's a no-brainer. Why would anybody say that? I've heard Christian parents counsel their daughters or their husbands or the fathers, the mothers of the fathers, you're too young for this. You're too young for this. You can't do this. You're not responsible enough, whatever. Listen, you need a Christian parent telling a child to abort the child that's in them. Parent, don't do that. Please don't do that. It's in your best interest not to do that. Well, Brother Kyle, you just don't know. It's just too... Listen to me. Look at me. I want you to please understand how serious I am. I'm very serious. Don't abort that child. I'll take it. And I'll raise it. You'll never have to be bothered or burdened. I'll take that child. Don't murder that child. There are people in this church, I promise you, that can set you up with somebody who will take that child and give it a great life. Well, Brother Kyle, if it's that easy, why aren't more people adopting? Can I tell you? I have a home. I have extra bedroom. I've got plenty of food. I've got plenty of love to give. But I don't have $40,000 to $50,000 to shell out to this liberally funded government to subsidize for a child. Listen, they're even putting children up for hostage. I don't have that kind of money. It costs between $40,000 and $60,000 to adopt the child. Don't kill your child. Parents, encourage your children to keep that child. Well, Brother Kyle, what if it happens to you, Brother Kyle? What would you do, Brother Kyle? I can see y'all now. What would you do, Brother Kyle? I would love that child just the way I love my own children, with everything that's in me. Church, we need to pray for our nation. For those who think, oh, it's a right, it's a precious right. No, it's not. It's not a right to take the precious life of an unborn child. It's not a right. It's murder. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our youth to make the right choices as they grow in the Lord. We need to pray that our parents will honor Jesus' wishes when they do make mistakes. Church, we need to understand. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. We need to understand that God forgives all sin, and if we'll confess them to Him. Listen, if you've had an abortion, and I know what the statistics are in Southern Baptist churches, don't you live your life with your head hung down and think God can never use me again, God doesn't love me. I mean, that's a lie from Satan. If you fall in the trap, God can still use you, and He wants you to use you, but you've got to come and you've got to repent and you've got to ask Him for forgiveness. Church, I just wonder sometimes, what's it going to take to wake the church up and start acting like the church? And I've come to the conclusion, I hate to be a pessimist. Amy gets on me sometimes. She said, don't be negative. Listen, it's not that I'm being negative. I'm not being positive or negative. I'm being a realist right here, church. Listen to me. If you have in your mind and understand that over 60 million children have been aborted, killed, sucked out of their mother's womb, in America alone, since Roe versus Wade, if that does not wake you up, nothing will. Will you ask God this morning to wake you up? Let's all stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. Fathers, we come to you asking forgiveness of our sins right now, Lord. We as Americans, we have some serious sins to ask you to forgive us for. Lord Jesus, please forgive us of the atrocities that we've performed in the name of choice. God, please forgive us. God, I pray that you would help us to be used as instruments of love, tolerance, Lord, morality. God, help us to reach out to those who find themselves in these situations and love them. Love them to you. God, give them a choice. Give them an opportunity to reach out to you. In Jesus' name, I do pray. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, do you need to come this morning? Nobody looking around. Do you need to come?